Welcome to the Sean
and Brando Show.
Getting you where you're going.
Welcome everybody to the 11th episode of the Shane and Brando Show.
Getting you where you're going.
Now, Shane, we just came off that famous, wonderful famous high. It's going to be famous. I said famous a bit too early.
Yeah, well.
Now, what were we just doing?
Right, so for everyone who doesn't know, what we got coming up on the show today is it's not the ice bucket challenge, it's the ice bowl challenge. You got to stick your hand in the ice bowl for 3 minutes. You're supposed to last through it. If you can, then you can tolerate pain very, very well. Anyway, you'll see how those results happen at the end of the show. It'll also be on Facebook Live, so please make sure you get on the Facebook page and watch it later.
It is quite funny to watch Brandon squirm like a little worm.
That's not what happened, and you'll see. You'll see.
I was filming it. I know exactly what happened.
Tanked through it, and I can't wait for you all to watch it. It's a lot better than getting hit with kendo sticks like we suggested last week.
I'm still all for the kendo stick idea.
That's the reason why we did it, audience. I didn't want Shane smacking me with a kendo stick and then going very nice and easy on my girlfriend. So I thought, you know what? Let's bring back the ice.
Let's be more civilized.
That's right. That's what I thought we would do. Absolutely. Now, Shane, what were you doing on Sunday?
Sunday?
Yes.
I was watching the Logies.
Oh! Because you couldn't do the podcast on Monday.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you said I need time to recover. Are you serious?
I just had like 5 days of pure hard work, and I needed a day to myself.
Right.
Myself.
But you watched the Logies on Sunday.
I did watch the Logies Sunday night, and the main thing I wanted to talk about is that Australia's... What?
Is it Logies?
Logies, yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Is that Australia's favourite son, Grant Denyer, won the gold Logie. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, no, I didn't.
No?
Watched the Logies.
Now, as much as I love Grant, do you know what really oiled my gears, is what he said.
Wait, hang on. So grind my gears when it's bad. Oils it when it's good, yes?
Because when you oil up a gear, it usually runs smooth, everything goes well.
Okay, well, what...
It's a fine analogy. Thank you very much.
No, I'm not saying it isn't. Just making sure the audience understands it. Weird sayings. Go on.
Grant, in his Gold Logie speech, he mentioned Wagga Wagga.
What a wonderful...
You know what? That's put Wagga Wagga on the map right now. He said he got his first break from a news presenter... in Wagga, way back when.
We need to go find this bloke.
Huh?
We need to find that news presenter. We need a break.
Doug Hogan is his name. Right, he was like a famous presenter around Wagga.
Mate.
Everyone knows him.
Uh-huh.
And Grant Denyer knows him. I was very shocked with that. I'm very happy Grant won. Because Family Feud got canned.
Right.
And he won the Logie for most popular presenter.
Uh-huh.
When he got on the stage, he was giving him a right old ribbon to the Network 10 executives.
Good.
It was a great show.
And all that fun stuff.
So yeah, I was just very happy Grant won. And Wagga Wagga is famous, so everybody, if you haven't been to Wagga Wagga, please go and visit. I'm sure my mum would love to bake you a nice roast potato, roast pumpkin.
Your mum was the only good thing about Wagga Wagga. I wouldn't go out there. There's nothing to do.
We have...
There's
lots of things to do in Wagga Wagga.
What do you do?
There's so many things.
Make a dust slide and slide down that. We got water parks over here in Western Sydney.
Water parks.
Why would we bother with your dust slide?
We have rivers. We have great golfing. We have a huge...
Golfing. Honestly, cinema. Do you golf?
I know a lot of people that do.
You don't golf, I don't golf, my friends don't golf. Nobody here listening to
you. Wait, when we're in 30 years time, we'll be golfing when we're 50, 60.
I'm going to hit you with a club.
No.
I'll do that.
No, you're going to be a club sandwich.
Wouldn't mind one.
Yeah.
Remember like, when you had to go get the ice the other day and you were like, oh, but what if Brandon? This is you. Brandon, what do you mean if I bring the ice, it takes an hour to get to your place? It'll melt in the car.
I did not say
you
that.
You said that. I'm like, are you that dumb? You get to Penrith, you get the ice, and then you come over.
Well, why couldn't you have just gotten the ice?
Well, I had to wake up early.
Oh! Wait, you had to wake up early?
Yeah.
So you couldn't have got the ice?
Well, I had to wake up early to shower, get ready, all that sort of stuff. You were on your way anyway.
Wait.
You're in your car anyway.
You showered for a podcast.
Yes.
The audience can't smell you.
Excuse me, we were on Facebook Live, weren't we?
Yeah, and you still look bloody ugly.
Almost if I didn't shower.
God.
Yeah, it's terrible. The point is, you're in the car anyway. I've done you the solid by doing Tuesday instead of Monday. The least you could do is pick up some ice from 7-Eleven, which you couldn't even find.
Yes, audience listeners, Brando told me as soon as I get off the M4 highway, you turn right instead of going left, and the 7-Eleven should be
more
specific. I don't know.
Be more specific. You have to get off. You have to turn off onto Penrith, the Northern Road.
Yes.
That's where you turned off.
Yes, yes,
all right,
yes.
Well, then yes, you should have turned right.
I turned
once
right.
Once you turned off there.
I went across
coming
the,
from the city.
Bridge.
Yeah, go across the bridge.
Yep, yep.
Yep, you keep going for less than like a minute and a half, probably.
Oh.
And there is a
KFC. Oh, so it was 2 minutes in the text, now it's a minute and a half. You're changing your mind.
Doesn't, well, now because you crossed the bridge, you see what I'm saying? Before I was saying turn right, now you cross the
you
bridge.
Crossed the line.
I'll take 30 seconds off you. Now you go, there's a KFC, there's a 7-Eleven, and there's a Dan Murphy's.
See, you didn't tell me any of that. You just said
there's
a
7-Eleven because it's like the brightest one there. You
no
cannot
way.
Miss it.
No way. I just think I saw the KFC.
I can't wait.
I didn't miss
I
the KFC.
I cannot wait to show you. I'm going to show you.
I ended up going 5 minutes down the road, ended up being at a damn hospital where I got angry and I was like, all right, I'm going
to
end up in Wagga now.
He went to the Peon Hospital.
Nobody knows where the
Peon
Hospital
that
is.
That is way longer than 2 minutes.
I know. That's why I was getting angry. So I turned left onto a side street and I started Google Maps seeing a 7-Eleven so I could find the closest one.
Because
you were telling me shenanigans.
Unbelievable.
I'm calling shenanigans.
You can call shenanigans all you want. It doesn't make it any more right.
The hell it doesn't.
It makes it more wrong because you are wrong. And what I want is when you see it, okay, I want some kind of punishment involved.
Punishment?
Yes.
Well, what did you have in mind?
A spanking.
You call that a punishment?
Don't you threaten me with a good time? No. You know what? We're going to think of something, but I need to, because you could not have missed it, and I'm blown away right now. So, when you see it, we're going to think of something to hit you with.
Okay.
All right, fine. Oh, okay. How about this? How about this?
How about
if,
what?
If I'm correct, okay, and the 7-Eleven isn't that far from the M4, you've got to stick your hand in that ice bucket for 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Yeah.
No way.
4 minutes.
Three.
4 minutes.
Three and a half.
I had to do 3.5. Deal.
3.5? Deal.
3.5. Deal.
Deal.
All right,
okay.
You're on. All right, you're on. Welcome everyone back to my favorite segment. It's Upset Time!
Yay! Wow. I'm so happy!
Wonderful time. Could you tell us what upsets you?
I could. Now, before I get into what upsets me, I would like to apologize for my Upset Time last week. I do realize it was a bit of a weak segment. I took to the roads because I just, you know, we all have our bad days every now and
then.
You
do owe that. You do owe that to the people.
That is why I'm apologizing for a very below average segment.
Yeah.
However, I have come back this week stronger, faster, harder, better, faster, stronger.
So there's a bounce back. I'm very excited. But it's got nothing to do with the roads. Yes.
Nothing.
All right. Dude, we should have a new rule where you can flick someone in the nuts if they talk about the roads again. Because we've just done it too many
Again,
times.
You're threatening me with these punishments.
Just quite punishing.
Too elementary.
All right, fine.
All righty. So let me take it away. Now,
that's my life.
Yeah.
Take it away, sir. Well, let me take it away.
Go ahead, Mike. The local IGA had a packet of Tim Tams on special. Not just a packet, but they were having Tim Tams on special, right?
So, you got me.
Now, I took said packet of Tim Tams home, and later that night when I was, you know, scrumptuing around for something, you know, a small smacker or something, got my Tim Tams out, and I started munching them. And you know what upsets me about Tim Tam packets?
Go on.
Is that when, you know how Tim Tam packets, they have that really kind of tough plastic in the middle where the Tim Tams sit.
Yes.
I yanked that whole tray out,
and
then I couldn't get it back into the plastic sleeve.
You couldn't?
No! I'm sure I'm not the only one, because you yank, because it's so fitted, that inside plastic sleeve, that when you yank it out, you can't get it back in unless you tear the whole friggin' up wrapping up.
Right, okay, I haven't had that problem.
You don't seem to have a lot of problems that I have that everybody else does.
Well, no. Here's what I'm thinking. You're a special case. And I'm fine. I'm a normal human functioning being.
No, because I remember I won the last two polls about the things we questioned.
Right, those are things
those
that
are things
upset you. And I get that this upsets you, but this is more a problem that you have that you are facing.
No, I have heard many people tell me about this. Because you can't get, you know what? I think we should get a pack of Tim Tams. Or you know what else does the same thing?
Yep.
Sarkar Tars. They have the same, in a tough plastic wrapping in the middle, and then they have the plastic sleeve up on top.
All right. And I'm pretty sure there's some Tim Tams in the cupboard.
Right now?
Yeah. If we want to pause this, I'll go get it.
How about you go get them now and I'll keep the people entertained with a short jingle?
If you can do that, sure.
Okay. Brandon's gone, everybody. Now I can finally tell you all the dirty secrets I know about him. Now, there's so many secrets to tell, I'm not sure which one I should tell first. Now, I think the worst thing about Brandon is that he gets this upper lip hair. And sometimes I think, oh, Brandon is the greatest guy in the entire world. Oh my god!
I was really enjoying those things you just said before I came in, thank you.
Yeah, no problem, man. Did you hear everything I was saying?
Well, I heard the nice things when I was coming in, so I'm assuming that was what you were saying.
Oh, everything was great, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Alright, well, I don't want to contaminate this at all, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to have you open it.
Thank you.
Do what you got to do, however you do it.
Okay.
Shane right now is going to open the Tim Tams. I'm sure you can hear it going on right now. I'm assuming, am I going to try and put it out?
You're going to try and put the genie back in the bottle.
Right, okay.
So I am... Ooh, they smell delicious, by the way.
Well, they're double-coated Tim Tams as well.
Okay, so...
Alright, so you've already muddled it a bit. So this is where you've obviously got the struggling going on.
Yeah, okay. Now you have to get this plastic in that in a nice, easy motion.
In a nice, easy... I don't have to do...
No, that's what I've stressed with. You have to get it in there nice.
Okay, do you want to settle down?
No. This is upset. I'm allowed to be as upset as I want.
All
right. Oh, this is great.
All right.
Yes. See how you're feeling.
Yeah, I'm getting upset.
Done. It was a struggle though.
That wasn't that much of a struggle.
It was.
Honestly, that took, not even 15 seconds for me to do. Not even.
But you could tell it was upsetting. It
took about maybe 8 seconds.
You even said you were getting upset.
I was only getting upset because I was embarrassed at that point. I'm like, I thought this was going to be easier than it was.
Yeah, exactly, you see?
But, I still got it done.
Yeah. You always get it done? You get it done eventually, but it's the process of getting it done.
Okay, but do you get it done in 8 seconds like I did?
I don't time myself.
Think about it.
When I'm in a rage of anger, I don't worry about
time. Go back for a second. Take yourself back there. I won't have to hypnotize you.
I know.
So you can take yourself back. Did it take you that long?
You're opening up old wounds.
I'm assuming that takes you a lot longer.
It might have taken me a few seconds longer, but I end up getting frustrated in about 10 seconds. I just ripped the bloody packet.
Then I didn't do that. I just went, okay, I calmed myself down. I said, I was getting upset. I said, calm yourself down. Got it in.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you're going to do. Just relax yourself.
But I
can't. If you weren't so bloody upset, you'd be getting it right every time.
But if I didn't get upset, I wouldn't have upset.
I think, okay. It's a cycle.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. You can continue to get upset.
Now,
what's your next thing?
Now, these Tim Tams are looking right at me.
You can't have them because you eat on the thing and I can't have that.
Oh, okay.
What's your next
thing? Now, the other thing that upsets me is public transport. And
you couldn't take the roads, could you?
No, this isn't the roads. This isn't an issue with the roads.
Is it trains?
It's trains, planes, automobiles.
Uh-huh.
Buses.
Automobiles.
And
where do they function and operate?
Well, trains on train tracks.
Yes.
Buses on roads. Planes.
Roads.
In the air.
Roads. We said.
But my issue isn't with the roads.
All right, well, go on.
So
I'm gonna listen to it. If I don't like it, you're getting flicked in the nose.
My issue is with the seats on the trains and the buses.
All right.
Go around and around. So every time I get onto a bus and the seats where, where the seats are for the elderly or for pregnant people, they're always taken. So I have to find another seat. And because I've got this long
elderly taking up prime seat,
because I've got these long dancer legs, I have to scooch myself in to this little 2x4 seat, and I'm uncomfortable. My knees are pressed up against the back of the seat. I'm getting bruises. And what happens? Little bloody Johnny wants to come and sit next to me, so I have to scooch over a bit more and squat myself even more, and I'm in pain.
Are you sure his name's Johnny?
Well,
I'm sure it's something like Hung Low or something.
My name in school, that was. And that upsets me.
Okay.
You get the small seats they have. It's not like they accommodate, I'm not saying I have something against pregnant people and elderly people.
I just hear like a wuss right now. That's all I'm hearing. It just seems like such a minor issue. And it's like, ugh.
That's because you're not tall like me.
I've been on the bus before. I'm like, sure, this isn't the greatest experience, but that's what you're paying for.
Am I though?
Yeah.
No way. I pay my taxes.
Yeah.
And I want to get slightly smaller seats, slightly bigger seats.
Okay.
They accommodate for everybody else, but except the tall guy.
Do they really?
Yes. Elderly, prams.
Okay.
What else is there?
Good point.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. I'll give you that.
Thanks,
and,
man.
And it wasn't about roads. It was more about the seat. So
exactly.
That's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, so you won't be flicking anything.
No flicking.
All right, and I guess those were the main two I had across. The third one is probably going to be another rant about me just hating people.
Okay.
And so we have a guy that comes into work and he actually told me, on Sunday, he was like, I hope you talk about this on the podcast.
Okay.
And so I'm waiting right now.
Oh, that's really cool. What's his name?
Shout out to Sam.
Sam. Good on you, Sam. Thanks,
no,
man.
Don't good on him. Don't good on him right now. Okay, no, right. I'm very upset with him.
Sorry.
What he did... Well,
no, good on you, Sam. This is wonderful.
What happened on Sunday was he comes into the cafe, he's a regular, and he always orders the same food. And the thing he does is he orders lots of chili. He always asks for extra chili flakes, Tabasco sauce, sriracha, to spice it up. So he came in on Sunday, right? I got his docket in and there were two meals on it. One of them was what he would regularly get. And the other order was just another random order for a guy he was with. So I was like, okay, so this must be his, he must be his food. I spanked it with chili flakes, sriracha, Tabasco, all the good stuff. And what happens? I go outside, sit down, and he was like, oh, you thought the diver eggs, that's the name of the dish, you thought they were for me, weren't you? And I said, yeah, of course I would. Why wouldn't I? And then I look over to the other guy and he just has this like look of just unsatisfaction on his face. And I was like, oh, what? You didn't get the chili? And he said, no, no, I got the other dish. I just took a minute of just, okay, Shane, this is upsetting you right now. Make a joke about it, laugh about it, go back to your kitchen and then just...
Did they laugh?
He was laughing at me.
Yes. But the other guy was miserable.
He was miserable. And I was like, but I looked at his plate, the other guy, and he looked like he ate it all. I said, hey, but you still ate it, right? And Sam goes, no, I had to finish it off mostly.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, Sam.
Did he get a refund or what happened there?
No, they still paid for everything.
Oh, wow.
Full price. Good. Except they're getting a refund after that.
Yeah, but you've assumed something and you've added a whole bunch of stuff that he didn't ask for.
Exactly.
So,
But can you judge me on my assumption?
No. Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. So he's ordered what he regularly gets, and he's ordered something else. That, to me, would make me assume someone's with him.
Someone is with him, yes. Yeah. And that somebody else is getting the other dish.
Yeah, right. I see how you would make that assumption.
Yeah.
But you've always got to ask, Shane, and you've learned a valuable lesson.
Yeah. I am not learning anything. I'm still hating on him.
No, I wouldn't mind you getting upset if you just bloody learned. You learned about the Tim Tams today, and now you're learning about this.
No, you're not turning Upchoke Shane into some kind of educational program.
I think instead, forget Shane's advice, Brandon's advice to Shane. Learn from these awful mistakes, and you'll be fine.
No!
You'll be fine.
No, I'm still going to hate people.
Fine. Do what you want, Shane. Ruin your life.
Oh, I don't care.
I hope you do. The further down you get, the higher I look. Here we go, fantastic.
Thanks, man.
Welcome everyone to the next segment, the Riddly Roos.
I am excited to hop on some riddles.
All right, Sean. Does that mean you go first? Yeah, because I'm on first.
I'm going to go first anyway.
All right, go for it, Sean.
All right, I'm going to start off nice and easy for you, Brando. So here we go. What building has the most stories?
What building has the most stories?
What building has the most stories?
A library.
Yes!
Yes! I'm on the board already.
Yes!
Normally it takes me a while to do this.
No, you got that one straight up,
I'm
man.
I'm very happy with that.
Yeah, good on you. Now, hopefully you can pay me back the favour and give me a nice, easy one to start.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I have got an easy one.
Ooh!
It's a little bit of a story. The rest are pretty short, but this is my story one.
Christ.
Yeah, I know, but it's easy. Go. I think you'll get it. Like, you should have got the last one I said. Anyway.
A
boy was at a carnival and went to a booth where a man said to the boy, if I write your exact weight on this piece of paper, then you have to give me $50 dues. But if I cannot, I will pay you $50 dues. The boy looked around and saw no scale, so he agrees, thinking no matter what the carny writes, he'll just say he weighs more or less. In the end, the boy ended up paying the man $50. How did the man win the bet?
You win these long ones. My brain tunes out as soon as you...
That's the trick. This is how I'm going to get you from now.
Can you please repeat the riddly roo?
All right, you get one more repeat because I don't want to bore the people. A boy was at a carnival and went to a booth where a man said to the boy, if I write your exact weight on this piece of paper, then you have to give me $50 dues. But if I cannot, I will pay you $50
dues. Does it say dollary dues in the riddle? Or
No, I'm just saying that.
I'm sorry, that's throwing me.
Okay, apologies. The boy looked around and saw no scale. So he agrees, thinking no matter what the carny writes, he'll just say he weighs more or less. In the end, the boy ends up paying the man $50. How did the man win the bet?
Was the booth a scale?
No.
Was he standing on a scale already?
No.
He ends up paying the man $50. Oh, I'm stumped.
The man did exactly as he said, and wrote your exact weight on the paper and gave it to him.
I see.
The literal words, your exact weight.
Yeah. Damn it. Yeah. Damn these riddles, I always overthink them.
Yeah, yeah, I think you did, because I thought that was not too bad.
Yeah, that's a nice little tricksy one.
I'm feeling you're going to go hard in the ass on the words.
No, again, I'm going to, you know, I'm a fan of Batman, you're a fan of Batman, I'm going to steal another
one. Don't do the Batman ones, because I forget the movie.
Yeah, well, it's a riddle nonetheless. I just like, you know, maybe the listeners have seen the movie, and they can guess it straight up. Right. So here we go. We're five little items of an everyday sort. You'll find us all in a tennis court.
Five little items
of an everyday sort. You'll find us all in a tennis court.
Five little items of an everyday sort. I don't even know what this means. You'll find us all in a tennis.
Five little items of an everyday sort. Everyday sort, you know, they're always used every day.
Oh.
Everyone.
Tennis balls?
Not quite.
Balls? Tennis racket? Tennis net?
Nothing to get. No, again, this is the one where you're thinking about it too much. You'll find us all in a tennis court. Think about that phrase, a tennis court.
Five little items.
Yeah. So small. Little.
I'm gonna, is it letters or something?
Close.
Oh, I feel like it's that, isn't it? A tennis court. Is it like a specific letter that I'm going to guess here?
Well, there's five of them. Do you give up?
No, I don't.
He's writing it down here. He is...
Find us all in a tennis court. Vowels?
Yes!
Yes.
The triumph. Nice.
Very good, very good. All right, cool.
I did give you a lot of help in that one.
That doesn't matter. I'll let you guess as much as you want as well.
But you don't give me... You don't help like I do. So I'm a nice guy. You're evil.
I paused where I felt it was necessary.
Nah, but I paused and I then some. I even said a phrase, a tennis court. You don't give me any hints.
All right,
you're a terrible human being.
Okay, fair enough. Imagine you're in a dark room. You can't see anything, but you can feel there's a telephone nearby. However, it is unhooked and the room is slowly filling up with water.
Christ.
How do you get out?
I'm in the dark. Well, obviously the water's coming in, so can I just get out where the water's coming in?
Well, no, because the room is filling up with water. You stay in... You gotta find a way out.
Yeah. So the water must be coming in from somewhere.
Right.
Can I not... wherever the water's coming, can I not get out?
No, you can't do that. Oh. I'm going to assume it's a tiny hole thing. You
One more time, really, replay.
Yep. Imagine you're in a dark room. You can't see anything, but you can feel there's a telephone nearby. However, it is unhooked and the room is slowly filling up with water. How do you get out?
Imagine I'm in a dark... Well, I'm only imagining, right. So I'm not really in it.
Yeah, I guess.
So... How do I get... wait a minute. I'm imagining it, so I'm not really in it.
Right.
So I'm already out.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to stop hitting the table. Yes, you're right. You stop imagining.
Yeah.
Well done. I didn't think you'd get there, and I'm very upset. Gosh, darn it.
Again, you didn't put the emphasis on the imagine
button.
Didn't I? No, you said,
imagine you're in a dark room.
You said, imagine you're in a dark room.
I did the full sentence. Yeah. I thought, that's the first part of it. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
And then I'll wait a bit and then I'll go.
I was like, dark room. No way.
I'm not good at helping people. Your turn, Mike.
Okay. My last really rude of the day, and this is one of my favorite ones. I've told this one to a bunch of people, and I think it's pretty cool. So here we go. One night, a king and a queen went into a castle.
Okay.
There was no one in the castle when they went in, and no one else entered while they were there. The next day, three people came out of the castle. Who were they?
Their child?
What?
They had a child?
Child. As much as I would love a king and a queen to have a baby overnight and give birth to it overnight.
They could have done. They could have been pregnant for like ages and then they're going to have the baby. They've gone in and they've had the baby and they've come out.
No, that's not... No.
Okay, all right. Say it again.
I'll take one again. Yeah. One night, a king and a queen went into a castle. There was no one in the castle when they went in and no one else entered while they were there. The next day, three people came out of the castle. Who were they?
people who were already in the castle.
What? But there was nobody in the castle when they entered.
Oh.
There was nobody when they left.
I'll give you a joke.
Yes.
I'm going to be helpful.
Yeah.
One night, a king and a queen.
A knight, obviously. The knight was the one. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
That's a really good one. All right, yeah. So, obviously, for those who don't get it, it's a king, a queen, and a knight.
Yes, isn't it? K-N-I-G-H-T.
Yeah, that's very good.
I like that.
I'm not, like, as much as I want to say, you've blatantly given that away. I don't think I can count it. So, if you get this one, it all evens out.
Oh, crikey.
All right.
Lay it on me. Lay it on me hard, big boy.
All right. Jeez. Two girls were born to the same mother on the same day at the same time in the same month and year, and yet they're not twins. How can this be?
Different father.
No.
What? You said two girls were born to the same mother.
Same mother on the same day at the same time in the same month in the same year.
Two girls were born.
They can't have a different father.
No, they can't. Two girls were born to the same... But they're not twins?
They're not twins. How could it be? There's no word in the sentence where I can give you a hint.
Damn it. Two girls... Well, can you give a hint as in, should I look for the answer? Where should I be looking for the answer? At the start, middle, or end?
You've got to think of this one. This is one where you do got to think. Isn't in this...
Oh, I see. Okay. So, one more time, please.
I'll do one more time.
I hate for the audience, the listeners, to repeat this stuff, but for my brain.
Two girls were born to the same mother on the same day, at the same time, in the same month and year, and yet they're not twins. How can this be?
You've said it the exact same every single time. I do like that. Two girls born to
smash this chair.
Same mother, but they're not twins.
No.
Two girls were born to the same...
You can do it. You just got to think a little bit.
Oh, I'm trying.
You can do it.
Two girls were born to the same...
Mum's it.
Mum's your head. Two girls were born to the same mother on the same day, but they're not twins. Brother and... Wait.
What?
Are they sisters?
Well, I mean, brother and sister wouldn't matter. You can still be a twin if you're a sister and have a brother.
Yeah.
This doesn't
they're
say anything.
Girls,
they're
anyway.
Not twins anyway, is the point, so...
But... Are they just... Can they be not twins? Can you know?
No.
Can they be not twins?
Well, they're not twins. They are not twins. That's not the answer, though.
God damn.
Have you given up yet? Because you're taking too long.
Yeah, right, I've given up. Straight up.
The two babies are two of a set of triplets.
What? No way. That's lame.
Yeah, I just didn't mention the other kid. That's all.
That's terrible. That smug face.
That means I win again.
Oh, come on.
You haven't won a single Riddly Roo game yet.
What? No, that's a terrible riddle.
That's a great riddle and everybody loved it.
No one would have got that.
I just got feedback straight away from everyone.
Oh,
Brandon, we love this riddle. I'm not going to argue with
you. Where is it? Where, can I see where it says
that? No, you'll have a look later.
Can I see where it says
we'll
that? I'd like
when we're off the money podcast. How about that?
I'm calling shenanigans again.
Goodbye, everybody.
Welcome, everybody, to the final segment of the Ryan and Brando show.
Getting ready to go.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, that's usually
mine. Yeah, we reversed it. Anyway, go on.
So, last week, listeners, as you may recall, we had a fun fact where apparently women had higher pain receptors than men. So today, we're going to put that to the test with the ice bowl challenge. Contestants,
yes.
Are y'all ready?
Well, hang on, we're going to explain on what it is.
Okay, so... we're going over some ground rules now, Brando.
Okay, so you're going to put your hand in this little bowl of ice for about 3 minutes. It's not meant to be tolerable. Apparently it gets very, very painful. So the first person to sort of chicken out is the loser, essentially. I think I'm going to win. We've got different sized bowls, so I think it's a little unfair.
Oh, no, the bowls think, and look, no, because it's not as filled up as... like, see how mine's sort of more filled up?
Oh, right, so you're percentage-wise.
Exactly,
there we go.
And my hand's smaller. So
there is ice in the bowls.
It means it's more...
And we've agreed we're only going to the wrist.
They're going wrist deep into this one, everybody.
Right. Wrist.
All right, cool. Let's when you're ready, Shane, call it. We'll just hover above for a sec.
Okay, so are you guys ready?
Yes.
And 3, 2, 1.
Oh, it is.
You just swore.
Damn it.
Oh, damn.
This is ridiculous.
Oh, how are we feeling?
I'm not happy.
I'm great. Pain is just a feeling.
Wow.
That is so,
so
cold.
Warm.
That is so cold.
It's so warm.
Let's get a close up.
Are you kidding?
It's just a feeling.
Are you kidding?
It's just a
This is very good. This is very good. How are we feeling, contestants?
Not happy.
All right.
Not
now.
Happy.
Not happy at all.
No.
Shane, this is a bad idea.
Are we?
Yes, we are live right now.
No. I can't think right now.
Oh. Everyone's gone a little bit quiet now since the challenge has begun.
No. Are we timing it?
Yeah, I've got my phone now. This is exciting. I'm having a great time out there.
Oh God. Good. Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm swollen straight up.
I know.
I kept telling you guys, I can't swear. We get one take. We get one take, guys. Don't you dare swear. Straight up. I'm like, oh.
Okay, guys, I'm letting you know we are a minute in. How are we feeling?
It's ridiculous.
Oh, let me have a look.
I'm not happy with where we are right
now. I'm dipping my finger in. Yeah, that's pretty damn
cool. Oh, right.
My finger's in this one. Oh, wait a minute. What do we have in your bowl, Brandon? Is that a contaminant?
I've been cheating out of this. How are you feeling, Elena? Seriously.
Yeah, no, I'm alright.
Are you actually alright?
Yeah, I'm alright.
You're actually doing well?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You're
insane. This is crazy.
I'm winning.
How far are we in? Oh my god, we're not even a minute in.
No, don't worry. I started the timer a little bit later.
My hand feels warm now.
So
when
are we actually on?
They're about a minute and a half now. Don't you worry, we're 30 seconds behind.
I hate this.
I think it's fine.
Are you serious?
I honestly could do this.
What is going on?
It feels warm now.
Let me just go under
the
table.
We should get the kendo sticks.
Is there any? No, the feet aren't jittering. I can't see this. Oh, okay. Okay, guys, we've got about a minute to go. No one is giving up yet.
I could do an extra 5 minutes.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. I'm not joking.
You'll suffer some frostbite. I think I'm going to suffer frostbite. I reckon I'm going to lose my hand after this.
I'll happily take it off, yeah.
Oh,
if you don't want it.
Hurry up.
I can't make
no time go
fucking
fast. Shane, you still wanted to hit us with the damn kendo sticks. Have you got the kendo stick?
Well, I mean, I got a pen here from all of our busy paperwork we've been doing. Take this.
Look at the paperwork.
Oh yeah,
this
is
hard work.
This is all the hard work that goes on in our offices here.
How much time we got?
This is our offshore time.
Can you just keep checking the time?
You got about 30 seconds left, gals.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna turn
gals
it this way.
Gals about right.
I'm loving every
second. Oh, what? I tried to rotate our phone, but apparently I can't rotate the phone.
No, you leave it there! You gotta leave it there.
It's enough hostility from
I'm
you,
sorry,
Brandon.
I'm sorry. I think you're too far away from the microphone. That's why you should have been sitting down. But anyway.
What? No, I'm
sorry.
You're gonna be on the podcast.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Oh, God.
I'm
are we done?
Can we look? We got 10 seconds left.
9, 8,
I'm having a great time.
7, 6, 5, 5, 5, 3, 2, 1. Please remove your hands from the ice balls. Here's a towel.
Thank you.
Oh, you want this towel?
I think the winner gets it first.
Wow. That was an intense challenge. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you all 10 seconds. Audience, listeners, what do you think out there? Who do you think was the best challenger? Leave a comment underneath. Now, let's go down for the post-show interviews. I'm going to come over here, and I'm going to start with my good buddy, Brando.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Brando, how do you feel about that?
I think I could smash that very easily. Yeah. I don't think it was that much of a challenge. I don't know why we called it a challenge.
Not a big guy like you.
I saw that. I saw her squirming a little bit. We weren't buying it, though, were we?
No, trying? Not one bit, man. Now, can I see the hand, please?
You could.
Can I... Where is it right? Are you sitting on your hand right now?
There it is. Totally fine.
That's so warm.
Wow.
How did you do that?
I don't know. There it is.
Oh my god! Look at that thing! Can you hold both hands up next to each other, please?
Is it that new? Wow, yeah.
Whoa, that's pretty cool.
Holy cow, it is like pink. Wow, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're gonna have to lop that off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, Brando, I'm gonna leave you
get ready, control yourself now.
So I'm going to head over now to our good friend Alana.
Alana Utaha. Now, please tell us, how are you feeling right now?
I'm great. I've never better, honestly. Like, I'm fine. I can't believe how easy that was.
I'm just surprised at how calm you are right now.
Yeah, I'm very...
I swear Brandon was squirming
at peace right now, knowing that I'm clearly the winner here.
I got it. I don't know. I think...
No.
Women might have won this stuff.
We'll bring the kids in next week.
I think that fact was right.
Alright,
okay. Can I have one look at your hands, please?
Yeah.
Yes, I can definitely.
I'm sorry, do we announce on the podcast? It's Facebook Live as well. That's what's going on right now. So if you go to the Facebook page, you'll also see this. So please go to the Shane and Bruno Show on the Facebook page, and you'll be able to watch it live.
Woo!
Right, cheers, guys. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Shane and Bruno Show. Gotcha where you went. Yay!